A consent decree related to voting in Arizona was officially announced this week. Secretary of State Michelle Reagan has agreed to remove a series of hurdles that currently affect some who want to register to vote. Among the stipulations, Reagan has agreed to not demand proof of citizenship to register for federal, state, and local elections if people already have provided such proof to the Motor Vehicle Division, and to make it easier for people to move from county to county without having to provide new citizenship proof at their new address. The legal fight has its roots in Proposition 200, a 2004 ballot measure. And for one perspective on the agreement, I turned to Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes. Adrian, let me get your reaction to this settlement on voter registration, because I consider this one of the reasons you actually ran for county recorder.
Well, I'm very pleased that the Secretary of State has come around to our point of view. We've been following this process that was sanctioned by this settlement for almost a year now, maybe a little over a year. So, you know, treating voters fairly is what I got elected for, and I'm glad that that's what we are able to do under this court order now.
How complicated was the situation before, this concept of the way that registration in Arizona was working based on past voter-approved initiatives? Did it make your job difficult? Did it make the voters' job, frankly, more difficult?
It made everybody's job more difficult. And you know, well-intentioned solutions ought to have a real problem behind them. That wasn't the case here. And so what we did was look at the sort of the entire landscape, the statutory scheme, our technological capacities that frankly didn't exist when this law was originally passed. And we came to the conclusion that getting voters, eligible U.S. citizen voters, the right to vote is more important than sort of the bureaucratic paperwork that was apparently interpreted into the law by some folks. So I'm excited about the outcome here.
Now, the deal is still going to leave intact laws that say that those who are unable to provide citizenship proof can't vote in elections to choose statewide legislative and local officials. Is that a next step from your point of view, or does that make sense?
Well, it is the state of the law, and not being a policymaker down at the state legislature, I think I'll leave some of those things to those folks. But it is true that, you know, we still have a split system here in Arizona. So while we've made it a little less complicated, it is still a little too complicated nonetheless. So I'm hoping folks will look carefully at this and make the right decisions moving forward.
There's been a greater debate as to whether voter suppression or false voting, which is more of a problem. Do you feel like the way everything was set up prior to this agreement, did it feel like a voter suppression effort to some extent to you?
Here's the thing. Voter suppression isn't necessarily an intentional outcome of laws. So Prop 200 wasn't intended to suppress votes, but it did in practice. So making these adjustments really pulls us out of that scheme for this particular circumstance. You know, but there's a lot of issues that need to be dealt with across the board, and I'm continue to be excited to work with our partners, not only in the legislature, but in the public and in other folks, with other folks who are interested in these elections and fundamental rights kinds of issues.
And this is obviously a big year. We've got the primaries coming up in late August and then November, the general election. To what extent will this affect your work going on the rest of 2018?
Well, we've been operating under this particular scheme since last year, for over a year now. This is a formalization of the policy that I put into place when I got into office and found some of the things that I thought were not treating voters equally across the board. So it's not going to have that big of an impact on our operation here in Maricopa County, which is, you know, we're over 60% of the state is here. There might be some minor adjustments from some of the other counties, but I don't think that it's overburdensome by any stretch. They all have recognized that, you know, that this is something that had to be dealt with. And so now it's been dealt with. And I think the other county recorders across the state, based on the agreement, will be able to choose their own path. And I think that's most appropriate.
Adrian Fontes, Maricopa County Recorder. Adrian, thanks as always.
Thank you very much, Steve.